Praise 100.9, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Ernest Pugh, I need your glory. It's Tech Thursdays, and as always, well, as of late anyway, we're joined by CTO of Interactive One, Navarro Wright. What's up, Navarro?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. The news is abuzz with many things, but certainly not the least among them, the Facebook IPO tomorrow. Big, big tech news, right?
I think it's big news for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think that's really kind of my point. It's big tech news, but tech is everybody's business now. Why is that? And just our fluidity, our digital literacy, why is that important to our community overall?
You know, I think this is just another example of how much technology plays a part in our everyday lives. I mean, people don't realize that 5 years ago, Facebook didn't exist,
right?
And now it's about to be one of the biggest IPOs in history, surpassing companies like Exxon and Think that have been around for decades. But it just shows that technology is not going anywhere. But more importantly, it shows the huge opportunities that are available to people. And sadly, how much we're missing out on it, right? There's people around kicking themselves saying, hey, that should be me, or hey, you know what, I have a great idea, why haven't I done it? But they haven't, right?
Right.
So we have to kind of check ourselves and say, well, you know, how do we look at this as another wake-up call? How do we recognize the importance of technology in our everyday lives, and what are we going to do about it?
Well, you know, and I think maybe the term technology and the whole computer thing, it's maybe frightens people, but the irony of it all is it's really just kind of stepping outside of our fear of learning and progressing, because every industry does it. It's, you know, the transportation industry, you know, you start out with a horse and then it's a buggy and then it's a car and then it's a, you know what I mean? And so it's one of those things where we have to position ourselves to learn more. And I understand you have a unique opportunity. We talked a little bit about it last week, tonight, for us to learn more.
Absolutely. You're right. You know, technology is just a tool. The internet is just a new distribution channel, and we have to utilize it in the same way we use TV and radio and everything else to get to where we need to go. But what I've realized is that we have what I call a perception problem. To your point, we don't perceive those opportunities. So like you said, you know, I'm starting a program tonight, actually, which I've coined the Close the Divide Project, which is basically an awareness campaign to create a vehicle that allows us to build awareness that it's really not that difficult to utilize these tools,
right?
And the upside is great. So tonight, for example, Jeff Johnson from MSNBC and from Political Fame, and Mario Armstrong, who's everywhere from CNN to the Today Show talking about tech gadgets, we're doing an online town hall to talk about these issues, and where I'm really just going to announce the Close the Divide Project and what my vision is for it, and how people can be involved. And we're doing it using a Google Hangout, a video technology. So if you go to Close the Divide for me tonight at 8 o'clock, you'll get to see that video chat. You'll be able to submit questions. If you have a webcam, we'll pull you in and let you ask questions yourself. You know, it's just a great opportunity to connect people. And that's what I want people to see, to get past the fear of, well, that's not for me, I don't have the aptitude for it. I mean, that's what the world wants us to perceive.
Right.
But the reality is, it allows you to extend yourself in areas that otherwise you couldn't, and create opportunities for yourself. So the next time someone's hearing about a great company or a great opportunity launching, you can be a part of it, because you got to start somewhere, right? You don't want to wait and say, hey, there's another opportunity I've missed out on because I haven't connected two things in the right way. So that's the goal.
Right. And, you know, and I think that's the thing. People are overwhelmed. So I actually want to stop there, because I think the first step, if you're feeling like you're not really sure what's going on, you're not really sure where to start, tonight is where you start. And you can join familiar people. Navarro Wright, many of you are familiar with Jeff Johnson from BET and many other forums. And you can start today figuring out how to connect your interests, your knowledge with technology. Navarro, give us that information again, where people can connect with you tonight and what time.
Sure. The URL is closethedivide4.me. You can go there even right now and sign up your email address, or you can come tonight at 8 o'clock. If you want to find me on Google+, you can follow me there and get information there as well. And I encourage people to start sending Melanie questions. You know, our goal for this segment You know, it's great for us to talk about technology, but we want to answer you guys' questions. We want to, you know, help you fill those gaps. I mean, that's our purpose. So allow us to do it and then reach out.
Absolutely. You can follow me at Melanie Hu on Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook at the same. Of course, you can reach me at Praise Charlotte, and you can listen every Thursday for Tech Thursday. You can follow Navarro Wright at Navarro Wright. Hey, we're looking forward to seeing some folks tonight at 8 o'clock. You can log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and get the full audio recap. Thanks, Navarro.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Don't go anywhere. Great music on the way from Forever Jones and Patrick Dobson on Praise.